Paul, another All-Ireland final. It's familiar territory for you. It's been an incredible run for you over the last number of seasons, and these boys just keep on delivering, and waves of new players come in, and they're just fabulous ambassadors for the county as well as great footballers.
It was a great game all round for me, old man, and I know we have a lot of talk all along with great forwards, but people can say it was some fantastic defenders that we have, you know, and in times the games are getting tough for us to win breaking ball and Kerry get a wee edge, and we still kept that 3-4 points all the time, you know, and Kerry can never close that gap, you know, and as I say, massive credit to the fellas. I know Kerry could maybe have a good chance of taking the line, but we had numerous chances as well too, a bit like last year. And you know, couldn't be any more prouder than the lads today, aye.
Well, I mean, the defend just stood out there. I mean, Ben Hughes up against that excellent full forward, and Joey sort of organising things, and the Rock at the heart of it all, and Callum reading the game the way he does, and everybody else as well, and young Broderick coming in as well. Fabulous. You know, what a defensive performance it was.
Like Sean stepped in there and didn't feature a big play this year, but you know, the thing about the lads, they've always been made aware that the time and place you could be used here in this game here and be ready to go, you know, and fair play, they've done that, and done that well, aye. Did, aye.
Kerry, I've been looking at you from a long way out and watching you and sizing you up and preparing for this, but those elements of the Tyrone setup that they just couldn't handle.
No, it's just they just found it hard to break down right through, and again, they give a lot of credit to Kerry. I say to you, some great players, but they couldn't break down our fantastic defenders, and that's the way you look at it. Just a great day for that bunch of lads, that effort they put in there today, you know, and say for the people who travel down there too, they're, you know, a lot of the parents here as well, they're no more prouder than the lads that they've reared up, you know, so they could now. But at the end of the day, it's all about the players. All about the players, aye.
You talk about their defend, you know, and it was a day for defenders, but you can't win games without scores. And you, Owen and Rory up front, and that brilliant goal from Noah as well. Aye. You know, absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic lads, you know what I mean? We all know what they can do. And every day they go out there, as I say, it's set for an odd team to close them down and get an edge on us, you know. But again, you know, as we go back to the defence again, and it's not, we're not going to the ball all the time in the forward line, and with that mix of all the players, and a lot of lads can't come up in defence till scoring, a lot of lads come in the forward to defend, so that great balance all over the field.
Incredible amount of experience in this team. There's 10 of those guys that played today who played in last year's final, you know, and that's massive coming into a game like this.
Yep, it is, aye, it is, and that's the way we always have it here. We're always generally trying to get an overlap of players, and it bodes good for the year after, and you can see that there, you know, year in, year out, you're always competing. You might win trophies every year, get silverware, but if you're at least competing, it gives a good buzz around the whole group, and we say we've got that, sort of that we mixed together right in these last few years, and it's a wee system of going there, and at the end of the day, Tyrone are the ones that thrive with it. It is going to be a big occasion, so like, you know, two fantastic teams as well, Mayo, the All-Ireland minor winners from 3 years ago, as far as I'm aware, and Louth coming strong, Louth football in general, you know, minors under 20s, the seniors all in the Leinster finals, and they've won Leinster at the under 20 level, so look, there's a lot of expectation here at Louth as well, so, you know, it'll be a tough game for the two teams, and as I say, the best team that comes out, we'll be ready to face them, so we'll do that.